Blog Talk Radio.
Want to let you know about Valentine's Day. Some of it is pretty gross. It basically started out in Roman times during it, and it would be, so it was orgies. But then after the 14th century in Chaucer, he did the romantic love. And then the Victorian era, people started sending hearts to be put in books as remembrance, and they also would give hearts away to keep children safe from Valentine's malady, which is epilepsy. The first Valentine was made in 1849 by Esther Howard, and to this day they still have an award for Valentine cards, Esther Howard Award. And then Hallmark started offering Valentine's Day cards in 1913. And the Welsh, they make love spoons for their love. Back in the day, they would carve a beautiful, lovely spoon and give it to their betrothed and ask to marry. And the most beautiful spoon got, the woman always said yes with the most beautiful spoon. Another thing is in Norfolk, they have a character called Jack the Valentine. He knocks on the rear door of houses, leaving sweets and presents for children. And it was a mythical person, but the parents did it. Don't tell the kids. And Valentine's Day is cards and flowers nowadays. It's very commercialized. And the heart also means, if you turn it upside down, it's the lady's waist and then her badonkadonk. So that's where the tart came from. So that's a little tidbit. And also the heart goes, it is symbolized true love because the ring finger symbolize goes to the heart. So that's where that started. I'll take my first caller. 323. Hello, 323. Hello. Okay, 509. Hello, 509.
Hi.
What's your name and where are you from? Hello, what's your name and where are you from?
Erica from Washington State.
And what's your question, huh?
Just whatever you see is fine. I did have a specific question, though.
Well, ask your specific question.
I wanted to know how my auntie feels about, she passed away, like, spring of 2016, and I'm wondering how she feels about my uncle moving on.
She's totally fine with it. They don't hold stuff like that over there.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves to have love and be married again. And he's found love again. She's happy about it.
Okay.
He deserves to be happy and not lonely.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, I kind of figured all of that. But I wanted to know if, like, she's the one or if someone else better suited will come.
Well, he enjoys her.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of commonalities, you know. And they spoke
mm-hmm.
about, she's telling, your aunt is telling me that they spoke about this when she passed, before she passed.
Oh, okay. Of what she would want?
Yes.
Okay.
She says, I talked to him about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Perfect.
I'm not trying
to
get in their business.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, I'll try. Okay, 11111. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
What's your name and where are you from?
Oh, I'm in New Mexico. My name's Patricia. And since you're talking about Valentine's Day, I'll go ahead and ask the question, when do you see or anything coming in for me with love?
Well, you have to get rid of your list and be more open. I see you meeting a blondie.
Oh, okay.
And he'll be like 5'11", medium build. He works mentally, you know, and with papers.
Okay.
And I don't think he's ever been married.
Oh, okay.
He comes from the Northeast, like New Hampshire or around in that area. And I see you meeting him through work. But he won't work with you. He'll work in another building.
Okay. Have I already seen this person? Or?
No. But it looks like you're due to meet him in April. That's
okay.
Not that far. So, you know, V-neck is a girl's best friend. Get your new lipstick, swish your little hips, bat your eyelashes. There you go.
Okay. Thank you. I will.
But you are going to be in a long-term relationship by the end of this year.
Oh,
you know, like,
fantastic.
You know, seeing somebody and dating.
Yeah.
And going back and forth to each other's house.
Oh, nice. Okay. I'll look forward to meeting that blondie. Okay.
Yeah, he's a true blondie. Blondie, blondie. Don't know if you like blondes,
okay.
But oh well. And he's clean shaven. No fur on his face.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
You have a good evening. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you.
Okay. 860.
Hello.
Hello, 860.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut. My name's Amla.
And what's your question?
It's kind of like the previous caller, but I actually was wondering what you feel for this person that kind of came, I had no idea. It's always when you least expect it. I met him about a couple weeks ago. It's an R name. I don't know. It's kind of on and off.
I don't get that that's the person. You'll meet somebody that
okay.
you, a different person. You know, that person isn't that. You'll go out a couple more times and it'll fizz. But
okay.
I see you meeting somebody that you have acquainted at
okay.
like a get-together.
Okay.
And it looks like you'll probably meet them in the summertime because it might be not till August because I'm seeing like
okay.
the corn. And mm-hmm. if you grow up north, that's when the corn comes out real good. And
okay.
I see you being invited to a gathering like a barbecue or something. And
okay.
you'll meet him in a group of people.
Okay.
And it looks like in August. And he looks like he has salt and pepper hair because a lot of times
okay.
dark-haired people go salt and pepper early.
Right.
He does have a mustache.
Okay.
I feel like he is divorced, but no children.
Okay.
And he does look tall. He's like 6 foot.
Is this the guy named Jay? You said I might be acquaintance with him. Is it Jay?
No, it's somebody that
okay.
you just hi by.
Oh, okay.
It's nobody that you know.
Okay.
You got to quit going backwards, kid.
I understand that. Okay.
Backwards
no,
ain't
no.
going to help you. There's nothing there for you.
You're right on. Okay.
But this guy will be fun. I see you going on adventures together. He's athletic. You travel together. You have fun. I see you guys talking about from soup to nuts.
Awesome.
And he's smart. You have to be with somebody who's smart.
I do.
You always meet mentally. You have to be attracted to him, but you meet in the mental realm first before you meet, you know?
Yes.
And you need somebody, and this person you'll listen to and respect. Otherwise, you'll overrun a lesser guy.
Yes. Yes.
Because you have... You have competitions with your fellers.
What does that mean?
You compete with your guys.
Oh, I do?
You're a competitive person. You compete for dominance.
Yeah, that's true. I like talking.
But I think this person you respect enough to let him lead.
Interesting. Awesome.
There you go. I hope that I've helped you.
That did, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
God bless. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay, let's see. Hello, 865. Did I just talk to you?
No, you didn't.
Oh, good. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Karen, and I'm down here in Tennessee.
And what would you like
from
to
you.
Know? Up from
well,
me. You're up. Everything's up from Flo.
Well, happy early Valentine's Day. And since I moved here and I'm starting a new life What do you see? Anything fantastic and good happening?
Well, are you thinking of changing jobs? Because there's a job change for you.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be long-term, and you'll get it's like full-time, and it feels like all kinds of benefits. And you're going to get into different hobbies. And, two, you're going to save for the trip that you've been wanting to go on, and you'll get to go on at the end of this year.
Okay. I got to figure out where I'm going.
Well, I see you going maybe to Europe.
That would be nice. I haven't been there for 100 years.
Because I see you going there, and it looks like maybe Mediterranean, because I'm seeing the blue roofs, the blue tile roofs. That always symbolizes Mediterranean to me. Mediterranean. So,
that would be a nice invitation.
And then be open, you know. Do you want somebody in your life? You don't
I
care
know
if you
my,
do or don't.
Not really. My significant other passed away about 3 years ago. And
oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But I see you doing for you.
Yeah. I mean, it really don't matter. I mean, he was a great companion and buddy. So,
but that doesn't mean that you won't have another buddy.
Oh, no, a buddy, but I mean a companion like him.
Well, you aren't going to replace him, but I see you could have, like, after you're done grieving. You're still grieving, sweetie. After you're done grieving, I see you having another fun buddy, but he's different than the other guy. But I see you guys being at respective houses. It's like you travel together, you guys will be lovers, but I don't see you marrying that one or anything. You just get together and be together, and when you want to be together, you be together, and then you go back to your own houses, your own lives, back and forth. And then this person's name will start with a B. That's all I'm getting.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
see anything else. I just see a giant B, capital B, and that's the first name.
That's all right. So I'm looking at a better job and something that's going to be full-time and more rewarding.
More rewarding, yep. It'll fulfill you more. And you need to meet and greet people. You're a people person, so I see you working with people, whatever work, the next work you do.
All righty. That sounds good.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, 954. Hello? 954.
Hi, this is Sharon in Florida.
Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Same to you. That was my sister you just talked to. I was sitting here repeating her area code so you would pick her.
So she has
She's
lots
doing
of
that
stuff
work.
In it. Yeah. Well, you haven't found anything yet, right?
Oh, hell no.
Let's see. Well, have you applied for government jobs?
A few here and there that I qualify for.
And try for the VA hospital they're hiring.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to be
a
nurse
job.
To work there.
No.
You know, I see some kind of admin work.
As
you know,
long
office
as it's
admin.
Full-time and it pays good.
You know, well, government work usually does, and once you get in, you get vested. So wherever you go, you'll get vested, whatever that means.
Be city?
Town? Huh? Well,
could
it's government.
City or
I
county?
I don't know. It says government. That's all I'm getting. I don't know if it's city or what it is. Government.
Yeah. Both of the government.
And then things are starting to level off for you a little bit. Right now it's a little up and down, but things will start leveling off in another 3 months.
Yeah,
sorry,
well, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, I just see things leveling out, right? You'll make it, but it's like up, down, up, down, up, down, then level in three.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. It's not bad.
I was going to say, if it levels anymore, just close the lid.
No, what I mean is that, you know, the up and down and back and forth. You know, it level to me means secure, okay, paying bills, being all right.
Okay.
You know, that's what I mean by level. Why? You think level sounds bad?
I don't know. It's like can't get any leveler. It's like on a plateau here that isn't going anywhere.
No, what I mean is things smoothing out in your life. Does that help you understand better?
Yeah.
In 3 months, things will smooth out for you.
Perfect. That'll be nice.
Because right now you don't know which way to go and what to do, and your things are like stagnant.
Okay, good.
But you are going to get an interview. It looks like, you know, like a phone call, and it looks like it's within the next 3 days. There's something coming up for you. They'll do like two phones and then real life go to a building.
Okay.
You know.
Awesome.
That's,
awesome.
That's what I'm seeing. Oh, you're going to have somebody come visit you, a friend come visit you in the next month. And original hair color was strawberry blonde before she dyed it. And you knew her 20 years ago.
Okay.
So you're going to have a friend come visit you. And you can ask questions.
I think I know who that is. Is this supposed to be a surprise visit?
I don't know. If I ruined it, I'm terribly sorry.
That's okay. I'd rather know in advance anyways. That's funny. I think I know who you're talking about. That's funny.
Oh.
About my husband. How about his health? And
well, he has his ups and downs.
He told me before he needed to go get checked out. He did. Everything's fine.
He still gets bad headaches.
It is fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He still gets headaches.
Oh, yeah. Bad ones.
Like the bad aura headaches, you know, like migraine.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
mm-hmm. It's all from his brain aneurysm.
You know, but he's okay in the respect of not having, you know, a major thing wrong with him. You know, I'm not a doctor, you know. But.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. One of his girls up north is expecting a baby. Any guessing on the sex of this baby? Because I say girl, she says boy.
I think it's a boy.
Really?
I see boy. Either it's going to be a boy, or they're going to name it a boy name.
Well, they won't tell the boy's name yet. They're going to do a gender reveal party.
You know, but it could be a boy's name. But I'm seeing it feels boyish to me. I got a 50-50 chance being right or wrong. Ha, ha,
you were right.
Psychic joke.
Right.
And he's going to, this boy's going to be all, not fat, but stocky, you know, and real strong little legs. He'll be a runner.
He's like his dad, then.
You know, real, you know, sturdy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to tell her, I'm going to change my guess now. The boy. Oh, my goodness. Okay, awesome.
How exciting.
Oh, my God. That'll be like, what, 10 or 11 grandkids now? I'm done.
Wow. Well, you always wanted to have a lot of kids, so you got them, Toyota.
Yeah, well, thank God I'm not living up there in the same state.
Well, I wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Same to you. Have a good night.
All right, you too. I'm going to take my last caller, 602.
Good evening. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Do you have a question?
A question? My God, what? My life is a question.
What's it all about, Alfie?
That's a good start. Okay.
Well,
it's Valentine's Day. Well, the only thing that I'm really concerned about is my health, and that whatever they're thinking about doing works.
They say
everything
yes,
else
it
will.
Go for it. And you got good. You have a. They're saying a band of doctors.
Yep.
That are around you that are top notch, and
yes.
They're cutting edge and. What they're going to try will work. It will make you breathe better. It'll help your whole constitution of your whole body.
And I'll be able to sleep.
And you'll be able to sleep and be able to breathe. They're saying your airway will be clear.
Cool. But I'm good. Everything
and you'll,
else will
you'll
come
be,
after
but
that.
You always have to sleep sort of elevated, not flat. No.
Yes, I do.
You know, they say it. They got all, now you got like 20 thumbs ups, you know, like the emojis, like 20 of them all sitting here. Thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up.
So all the angels around me are doing their job.
It's like, we got you, we got you.
Well, that's good. I'm happy about that because I can't wait for this to take place and get done. Once that's done, I know everything else will come.
And then you'll be able to do your outside. They show me you hiking, you biking, going out and about, feeling better, not feeling like, right now they tell me that you feel like your head's in a fog.
Yeah. That explains it well.
And they say that the fog will lift. They're showing that. They're like, it's like having a helmet taken off you.
Oh, God, I can't wait for that.
But they say it'll take a good, maybe 3 weeks for the medicine to get so it starts in the, you know, gets built up.
Yeah.
And then you're going to see, you're going to be the old you before all this happened.
That'll be great. I can't wait to be back to that. I tell people they don't understand. They have no idea what I'm really like. That could be a good thing in their, that could be in their favor.
We will get to see a whole new person.
That's good, because I want to get back up with that old person. I really do. Because I hate being
this
person.
And you're
going to
start having fun again and laughing. I hear you laughing.
Good. Good. I know that once this gets taken care of, everything else will fall into place afterwards. That's my belief.
And I
so.
Hear an Australian person say, you'll be raw as rind.
Well, I could go to Australia. That's the place I want to visit.
So
I got to get money first.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. And thank you.
You do likewise. No, thank you. I really appreciate you putting this out there for free. It helps
good night.
Me, and I'm sure it helps everybody else. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you in the future, and have a wonderful evening.